This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
From Nine Line Apparel, Ryan. Ryan was trying to explain to me all of the oars in the water. You're one man trying to. You got four oars on each side. So, tell us a little bit about you, what you're doing, what you've done, where you come from.
Well, I'd rather be busy than broke, as I always like to say. So
time goes by faster that way, doesn't it?
It sure does. So, it sure does.
Yes, sir.
Well, I started off, I do country music, actually. I'm with Nine Line Apparel as a partner brand, but I do country music for a living. And started doing this back in 2006 actively after my brother and I were deployed to Iraq together in 2004 and he was killed in action, making us a one-time Gold Star family. And started chasing this dream of country music as a Black Hawk aviator on active duty, and then became an instructor at Warren Osher Cannon School down at Fort Rucker. But when I was doing this on the weekends and you know, being able to get out there to the club scene, just advance through the festival scene and then to open up for national acts and all on my own, promoting it by myself, making it happen, just making the hustle go down. And then in 2016, I did a show out in Colorado, opened up for Doc and Warrant and Great White at a veterans rally. They were out there, motorcycle rally, but called Freedom Fest. And CEO of the Professional Bull Riders was on the front row. And he loved my story and the show and enjoyed the live performance. Signed me on with the Professional Bull Riders and been touring around with them in 2018 and 2000 and this past year as well. And just went international with them to Australia as well. So, oh goodness. John Tigan just came up behind me and tickled me because he's a good friend of mine. And
he was wearing the Nine Line Apparel shirt.
Well, we're both partner brands with Nine Line Apparel. So,
okay.
Yep.
Now, one thing I used to remember in the 80s when I was stationed at Fort Campbell, I used to see we'd get on the Blackhawks and take off. I was actually in communications, but I had a few things that put me in other positions.
Right.
So we would take off with the Blackhawk guys to go train, and those pilots just scared the living hell out of me. They'd flip a couple switches, put their hands behind the helmet, just we'd be pitching and yawing.
Right.
You know, and Blackhawks are.
Yeah, there's
cool bird.
I will tell you, it's a powerful bird. I enjoyed flying it when I was doing it back in the day. But I say back in the day because I've been out of the military since 2012. But yeah, I mean it's a fun bird. And don't get me wrong, I'm sure that they enjoyed messing with you just as much as you didn't enjoy getting.
Right now, we also had the Chinooks there, and the right. Chiefs on the Chinooks really enjoyed messing with me because they'd be like, "Hey, Chief, is that turbine supposed to be spitting sparks like that?" And they're like, "No, it only becomes a problem when it stops spitting sparks."
Right.
And then everything on me would pucker up.
And there's nothing like making everything float when you do a tabletop going up. We go from 10 feet above the ground to 3,000 feet AGL and then come back down again. There's not a roller coaster in the world that's like that.
Nothing like that. There's nothing at all like that. They'd be like, this is what we call a combat dive, and they drop it on the axis of the tail, boom, and let it go.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. Lots I miss it so much. I've been out of the Army for 30 years.
Holy smokes. You don't look that old.
Well, bless you, son. This is the top. I want everybody to know this is the number one interview I had at SHOT Show 2020. Ryan Weaver. So now that you're in music and everything, now that's sort of an interesting segue from Rotary Wing to right. Getting in front of a bunch of people. Country music.
Yeah.
Now, would you be in the vein now? See, I'm a big Aaron Lewis fan.
Gotcha. Oh, me too.
So would that be your, is that the kind of lane you navigate on? Or?
I would say that it's in that area because I have an 80s rock influence growing up.
Okay,
and
okay.
Quite honestly, for me, having an 80s rock.
38 special, that kind of thing?
Yeah. I mean, well, Bon Jovi, Guns N' Roses, Metallica, I grew up listening to that. And for me, you know, as an artist, I can't say that I'm necessarily straight into that in the country realm, but it's such a wide genre now that you can mix in so many different things.
Yeah, it sort of bends the lines, doesn't it?
Right.
It sort of cross-migrates across the lines as it goes
right.
along.
And I call it a slam and rock show, essentially, when they come and when folks watch me perform live. I can fit in with any crowd as far as, you know, the cross-genre stuff, and that 80s rock influence really comes out in the music for sure.
Yeah. So, how do you like that? How do you like that? I mean, going from one to the other. I mean, just doing the segue from being military, especially with you, I was a Cold Warrior.
Right.
And I still had a little bit of a deep, I mean, my first two supervisors, when I got into the civilian world, they tried to cut a little stuff with me, and I threatened to kill both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. Day one. So I can only imagine what it's like for somebody that, you know, you're a floating target that banks slow, and
right.
you can do some impressive stuff, except when somebody's shooting at you.
Right,
it's
right.
It's not quite nearly as, not quite that quick. So, how do you like it? How do you like making this segue?
Well, the transition to get out, I mean, I moved straight from active duty into the Nashville world, and I go from being a Chief Warrant Officer 3 on active duty to working two part-time jobs, going to college full-time when I got out and pursuing the country music dream in Nashville. And it took me probably about a year to get myself on my feet and get back into it and really start writing again and get recording music and getting active on the shows as well to be able to bring the income on the music side, as opposed to just trying to figure out where I need to be in the civilian sector.
Well, I mean, it would have been a very easy thing just to go be a commercial rotary wing pilot, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's something I would have loved to have been able to do. I needed a little bit more on the hours side of it, because when I was over in Iraq, I flew, you know, several hundred hours in combat, but getting out into the civilian sector once, I mean, I flew the last day I flew was the day my brother died in Iraq, and I didn't get back in a helicopter after that until probably 2014.
Okay, I'm just asking this because I notice that most civilian people have no idea what it's like to be in the military and what kind of level you have to be in whatever particular job you hold. So are you saying it was a matter of you needing more time under the sticks to be a commercial pilot after being
yes.
a combat pilot?
Right.
You're kidding me.
Well, I mean, the thing is, there a lot of it's basically, I think, an insurance thing. You got to have a certain number of hours to be on the civilian side for folks that want to bring you on board because of the insurance alone. That's really what I think is the biggest thing. But yeah, the certifications and the different fixed wing or rotary wing outside in the civilian sector are a little bit more stringent when it comes to the hour time. You know, get you hired on.
So, is it harder to be a commercial pilot than it is to do an insertion and extraction on a hot LZ on a nice sunny day when you're surrounded by a bunch of guys that looking for the 72 virgins? Is that what they're trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to be clear on this. I like to be aware of things. I'm never going to fly commercially in a helicopter. Ever, ever, ever.
Right on. Right on. Yeah, so, it's a tough world out there, obviously, you know.
Well, anyway, I'm glad. I'm very sorry for your loss.
No, I appreciate that.
I'm sorry. I hate it whenever, you know, being a soldier means that we give over our youth.
Right, right.
So if we die in combat, we die young.
Yeah.
And for those that die young, it's a bloody shame, and at the same time, it's a
necessary evil.
It's a necessary evil, and during the time that they're here, and during the time that I got to work with the guys I work with, and I'm sure with the people you work with, I felt like I was walking with kings.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
for me, I use the loss of the experiences that I've had in my life to fuel my fire to be successful. They've given me the opportunity to chase the dream, and I go after it full on every single day.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things you sit around I don't look at death as a finality. I've had a little flirtation with it myself. And being left here
right.
means that those that helped me stay, I get to remember. And those that aren't here, I get to remember them. And every time I make a stride forward, just like you're doing, every time I make a stride forward, I'm doing something that they would have wanted anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. So, absolutely. You always wonder whether you're. I get a song called "What You Think of Me," and you always wonder. I always wonder whether, you know, he's looking down at me and he's proud of what I'm doing with my career and how I'm honoring our fallen law enforcement, first responders, and military.
Let me get you to hold. I don't want to interrupt you here, but this is radio, so we're coming up on the break. Where can they find some of your stuff?
WeaverCountry.com is my website. But Brian Weaver Country on Facebook and Instagram. Check it out. If it doesn't, check mark it's not.
All right. We'll be right back talking to Ryan Weaver. We're about to talk about his next project. This is Lock and Load. Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Coming to you from the floor of SHOT Show 2020. I'm festooned almost in no man's land at Radio Row, but that's cool. I don't mind being out here by myself. Joined again by a musician, pilot, and actor, Ryan Weaver. We're going to talk about the thing. We've talked about the pilot part. You've done a couple of music videos that are sort of innovative for, I mean, most people don't have the cast of characters that you have in their music videos that you carry?
Yeah, we've the first major music video I came out with was kind of fun, and but the second one was really a huge project. Was extremely excited to get to work with the guy. I had John Tighe and Chris Peranto in it. Paramount gave us authorization to use the trailer clips from 13 Hours, the movie, and all law enforcement, first responder, military cast. If you guys want to watch the video, it's on my YouTube page at Weaver Country. You just look up Ryan Weaver and Burn. But we did a
channel's music. Weaver Country.
Yeah, my YouTube channel is Weaver Country. But
are you by chance monetized? I'm just curious.
I am monetized.
All right, I'm not, but that's fine. I don't make a living off of video anyway, so.
Yeah.
They just made sure of that.
Right. But we brought those guys on board. Actually, John Tighe was a huge force in getting the video funded. We were able to honor the Benghazi Four, my two brothers, Aaron and Randy, that were killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. But that was the first project that I had with them. And then this year, I was going to do another music video. I was sitting on the phone with Chris Peranto, and he's like, "Hey, Ryan, when am I going to get another music video?" And I said, "It just so happens I have a single out called Arrival. We're thinking about doing a music video for it." And initially, we kind of had a concept of taking down an ISIS cell, inside the United States, whatever it may be, and have him and John, because John had already said he wanted to be in a video, but have them do that. And then I approached T.J. Kurgan, who works with...
I know T.J.
T.J., yep, yep. Danger Close Media Group, and he helped me with the behind-the-scenes stuff with Burn, and I asked him if he wanted to be a cast member, and he said, "Yeah, that's great." And he said, "What's the concept of the video?" And I kind of told him about it, what we're thinking about doing, and he said, "Well, I will tell you, there's something that's going on in the United States right now that is a massive problem, and a lot of folks aren't talking about it, and it's the human trafficking, sex trafficking, I would say, disease that's across the United States, and the billions upon billions of dollars that's going into the problem, and it needs to be talked about." And so instead of just doing a music video for my single Arrival, we decided to do a short film PSA, public service announcement.
See, I've thought about doing that because I look at video as a short form that you could use to publicize things but tell a story at the same time, and yeah. I've thought about what would I use to tell the story, because I've never been in sandbox combat, so
right.
But I am a grandfather, and yeah. I've thought about that angle with human trafficking, and I feel what you're talking about. I do.
Yeah.
And if you're ever looking for the guy that sits in the restroom for your videos that gives out the napkins and the squirts of cologne, I could be your guy for that one. I can fill that role. Anyway.
That's great. But, yeah, so we got essentially what I ended up doing. I wanted to try and one-up my last video with Burn. We don't have the hundreds of thousands of dollars for the scenes that we got from Paramount from 13
right.
Hours, so we have to recreate all that stuff. But so we decided to do a 15-minute short film PS public service announcement. And Craig Sawman Sawyer came on board with Vets for Child Rescue. He's doing amazing things in the human trafficking, fighting human trafficking and the pedophilia that's out there. But he came on board, and I said, what we'll do is we'll create this 15-minute short film, and then we'll allow or have him put his public service announcement on the end of it with his organization. And then a couple weeks ago, I was thinking, why don't we just give this to every single human and sex trafficking organization across the United States for free, and let them use it as a marketing tool to be able to get more funds for their organizations. And I mean, the reach would be exponentially larger for us to get the message out there. We're gonna do. We have Chris Martini, Max Martini's brother, is directing.
Had Max here yesterday.
Yep, Max, and we talked to Max last night, and hopefully we can get him on board so we can get he and his brother doing this.
I saw him in Sabotage, and he can do it.
Oh, he's amazing.
He's very good at that type of role. So
yeah, he's amazing. So we've got an all-star cast with the. Now we have Dave Benton Boone is going to be in this as well. So we have Chris Peranto, John Tighe, Dave Benton Boone. We have Diana Muller. We have Corinne Mosier. We have Officer Tatum. Brandon Tatum's going to be in it. We got J.P. Cervantes. The list just goes on and on and on of the folks that are working in the human trafficking world, and the folks that are in the tactical world, legit shooters, legit tactical folks that are out there, and they want to be involved in this project because it's a meaningful thing. It needs to be stopped.
Yes, and it's one of those things that unless it touches your family, Nobody pays any attention to that.
They don't think it's real.
Yeah.
They think Taken is, you know, Taken's the movie, it's Hollywood and all that kind of stuff. This stuff is happening on a daily basis. Hundreds and thousands of kids are being taken every single year. Not just Taken, but on the app.
How young? How young do they go? I mean, infants?
Everything from infants all the way up to their mid-20s, women are, I mean, they're all targets.
What is the recurrence or the occurrence of actually finding them?
If you don't,
reuniting them.
After the first 24 hours, it's extremely low. And that's the thing. And we're going to go through a process of my daughter, essentially, or whoever the lead character. It was initially going to be me, but we may now have a real actor that can play the role instead of me. But the daughter being taken by a Romeo, as they're called out there. They essentially have teenagers that are wooing other teenagers that are already in the human trafficking world on, you know, the internet apps, the chat rooms, all the different things like that. They woo them, get them to talk to a pimp. Once they talk to the pimp, they're gone. And we're going to go through that whole process, a short investigative process, but then we're going to have a huge assault on an industrial complex and a shoot house and different things like that. It's going to be insane. We have aviation assets, armor assets, and airboats that are going to do this massive assault as the climax for the film at the end.
So you're not going to do CGI. You're going to do practical effects.
Everything's going to be real.
Yeah.
No, we don't have the funding for CGI, but
that's crazy.
Really
it's cheaper to do the other way, isn't it?
It is.
That's crazy.
But I'll say this to your listeners out there. Anyone that wants to be involved in this as far as product placement, sponsorships, corporate, if you want to be part of the film and do a VIP sponsorship and actually be an extra cast member in this, we're actively searching for sponsors to get this thing funded. I mean, the aviation assets alone, you know how much a Black Hawk cost to fly at $5,000 an hour.
Well, I only flew on those in the military. I don't care for a fully automatic weapon either because they were buying the bullets back then too. So
gotcha.
All that military stuff. You ought to cut me a little PSA that I can play on the show.
Oh, I'd absolutely love to.
Yeah, you ought to cut me that, and, I already gave you a card, right?
Yeah.
So cut me that and shoot it at me, and we'll insert it, and keep in touch with me and let me know when it comes out and everything else. Child trafficking, we have three grandchildren, and I have another one in Salt Lake City, and I train to be a very violent person if I have to be.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be.
Nobody ever wants to be.
But with a child trafficker, I think I could bend that rule about wanting to be because I think I could take it. I don't have the stamina to be hyper-violent for, you know, any more than about 5 or 6 seconds, but I think I wouldn't mind panting if I could stretch it out for 20 on one of those cats.
Well, Craig Sawyer just let me preview a show that he got picked up. It's coming out on the Discovery Channel, but he's doing sting operations essentially with local law enforcement. And anyway.
Well, you got more to talk about? We finish it up.
Oh,
next
yeah.
Segment. Okay. We'll be right back talking to Ryan Weaver. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The World Health Organization says the number of new coronavirus cases is going down. The group's director general is expressing cautious optimism about the efforts to control the outbreak. The virus has killed nearly 1,800 people, mostly in China. Democrats in Nevada are calling the early voter turnout over the weekend substantial. The Nevada caucus is set for February 22nd, but at least 25,000 Democrats already showed up and cast their ballots in early voting. Nevada Democratic Party Chairman William McCurdy says things are working well so far.
From the very beginning, what we wanted to do is make sure that we offered the most expansive, accessible, and transparent caucus yet, which is why we have early vote and also have an opportunity for folks to utilize our precinct chairs, utilize low-tech, easy option on caucus day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada, at SHOT Show 2020. Sitting here talking to a young man that he's all of a sudden, you know, he's piqued my interest. He's got a project coming out that's going to, you know, if I were younger and thinner, I'd be begging you. I'd be begging, because I wouldn't have to act.
Right, right.
I wouldn't have to act. You just call, and I wouldn't even have to speak. You just call me mute.
There you go.
I could play that role. That's fun. Talking to Ryan Weaver, country music singer, Black Hawk pilot. All right. So, I had to cut you off in midstream.
Yeah, it's all good.
So, pick it back up if you would, young man. Let me hear what you got going on.
So, I think we were in the middle of talking about the cast members that are involved in this project. We just have an all-star cast of tactical human trafficking experts. We're doing a whole lot of, we want to make this as genuine as possible. It's going to have a little Hollywood because we want to get the folks that are outside of the tactical world to understand the message and want to watch it, because we can sit there and watch tactical stuff all day long and know what they're talking about and enjoy it, but the civilian sector outside of it that's not necessarily living in this world, we need them to see the message about this human trafficking problem that we've got. But having all these heroes involved with, you know, the Benghazi guys, and just, I mean, there's so many great people in this that are on board. We want to get it out there, and we need funding, and that's really where we're at right now, is the funding process for it.
Now, when you get done with this, are you going to do a making of or something and let all these guys talk about why they wanted to be involved in this project and this kind of stuff?
Yeah, you said you knew TJ. He's with Danger Close Media Group. He's the executive.
He's with Tactical Bleep. I can't.
Yeah, I know.
I've told him more than one time, I'd love to sponsor you, but, or have you sponsor me, but I could never. I can't even say the name of your company, son.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, I know TJ.
Well, his media wing, the Danger Close Media Group, is really, they're the ones that are spearheading the effort to get it out there outside of it. But we have so many different, obviously, influencers that are going to be involved. But they're doing a behind-the-scenes for everything. We've done interviews here at SHOT Show for the last 3 days with all the main actors that are involved in it, and some of the sponsors that are coming on board, because we've got some pretty big sponsors that are wanting to get involved in the project. They see the value of it. But yes, we're going to have a behind the scenes, lots of media hits prior to all. Every time we get a new sponsor on board, we're going to be doing media hits with the sponsors, right, that get involved with it. But the social media platforms for these folks, I think we're reaching. I mean, you got Brandon Tatum alone has 495,000 subscribers to his YouTube page. So to get this out there is going to, on the social media side of it, is going to be pretty easy. And we're going to have a lot of folks involved to be able to show the project.
My social media is abysmal, but if you'll cut me a PSA, I got an audience. So
brother, I'll cut you a PSA.
Cut me a PSA. Anyway, I think now, when you start putting together the gear for this kind of thing on the ground, that's a bit of an undertaking, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, we got 4 kit-up scenes that we're going to be able to do, because we're going to have 2 different assaults at the end of the film. And then you also have the law enforcement as they're going along. We'll have some, I mean, there's just so many opportunities for all these, you know, the kit-ups to go. But having said that, I've been walking around SHOT, so I decided on Thursday to come here, and been walking around SHOT Show the last 3 days just talking to folks about the project, and so many people they're really interested in being involved in it. So.
I can't speak for him, but you might want to talk to this cat after we get done here.
Right on.
You might want to talk to him, because, I mean, he has a speciality himself. But I'm not speaking for him. If you get shot down, I apologize for leading you in the wrong direction.
I mean, I'm in the music business. I'm used to people saying no.
I forgot about that. I'm sorry. So with this, now on the other part, now you've got to worry about effects as far as making the weapons look like they're firing. I know that, for example, that if you can't be actually aiming those weapons with the blanks on them at actual people.
Right.
So you're going to have multiple angles. And what kind of cameras are you going to shoot them on? I'm very interested in that.
I got to be honest with you. I'm letting Chris Martini handle all the production stuff. Like, I'm not the expert when it comes to the production side of it. He's done so many films and won so many awards on the short film side of it. I'm going to let him handle all that. He's bringing down a top-notch crew from his production company, Triple Martini Productions, from New York. I'm excited to have him involved, because if you've seen some of his projects, his films are just incredible. I mean, out of control good. And Max Martini's actually been in several of his films with him, so it's kind of cool to get that involved in as well.
I'm not a big Hollywood guy, but with somebody like Max, who he looks the part, and I told him yesterday, I kind of think if he had decided to go the military route,
right,
he could have hacked it. Without too much hassle. Now, when I was talking to Corinne, right, Corinne was like, "Well, I don't want somebody to tell me when I'm got to wake up, when I got to brush my teeth." So I get that part of it, but at the same time, the job that you know, the ultimate job that it calls for, I think they could have done that very well.
Oh, absolutely.
That, having said that, but I'm anxious to see this thing. Have you already started any pre-production on this? Are you still in the pre-production phase?
The script has been written by Adam Desperito. He's also been actively involved in the human trafficking side of the rescues and the whole process of finding folks as well. He's writing the script right now with Chris Martini. It's almost done. So we're going to get, once we get the script out there, obviously that's when we're going to bring some additional actors on board to fill out the crew. We're already talking with we're working with Bat Defense down in Florida is where we're going to be filming all of this. And when you say that you can't have the weapons, there's going to be a lot of live fire shooting,
right,
in it, because we have shoot houses and they have their training facility out there. The aviation assets obviously going to be flying live, you name it. But yeah, we're going to, obviously the effects are going to have to be there with the blanks and whatnot. But everybody that's going to be on the ground, you're talking about all tactical experts that already know how to move like they need to move,
right,
how to clear rooms, how to clear, you know, space, all that. I'm not a tactical expert. Straight up, I'll tell that to your listeners. I flew helicopters.
Well, you're the ones that take them where they got to go.
Right.
Right.
Right. So
that's important. That's important, Ryan.
Right.
It was always nice to have a ride where I had to go. I don't like to walk to it. You know, but is that a Black Hawk? Can I ride?
Yeah.
That's always nice. So.
But
that's,
we'll
a
have
very
the experts on the ground doing all that kind of stuff, and I'm going to be the artist, and my music will be playing in the background during the action scenes, and then with the collateral music video on a separate media platform, we'll have all the scenes from the film along with the music video, you know, part of it.
See, the part that I like about this is a very multifaceted project. You got a bunch of people with the talents coming from all different directions, from all kinds of disciplines, and you're mixing you know, it sounds like you're mixing state-of-the-art film technique, which it has, you know, is it going to be digital? You're not going to shoot it on film, are you? That's really expensive.
No, yeah, it's the way they do it now, everything is digital. So.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you have the budget to be able to put it on film, which is a whole, it's kind of crazy now.
Well, you got Spielberg coming in on this one?
Yeah.
He might be able to help you with that one.
Right.
But, yeah, this is going to be very interesting to watch, just simply because this is a thing that I don't, you know, I occasionally run across somebody that I cares about this kind of thing.
Right.
But I don't in daily because with this kind of show, you know, I have a lot of politics I got to worry about.
Yeah.
I got to worry about the tactical shooter, self-defense, all this. Gun world's a big world. It's a big, yeah, inclusive world. And, but this one, this little project, what's it going to be called?
It's Arrival. The song is actually called Arrival. You can go and listen to it. Like I said, out on any major digital. It's out on my YouTube, out on YouTube as well. Just look Ryan Weaver Arrival, and you'll get to hear the song. It's a cross genre song, so it's not necessarily country. It we recorded it to play in arenas as this motivational song.
But listen, you know. If it's Aaron Lewis-esque, and I mean, he was with Staind, right?
Right.
Right, so I mean, before, when I listened to him when he was Staind, and it's not so much about, you know, what the label they want to put it on, is I sort of listen to the song.
Right.
You know, I'm not a big country music fan. I'm actually sort of a Korn,
yeah,
Korn man, but then, you know, I was a big Linkin Park and Soundgarden guy, and all of my favorite people keep hanging themselves.
Well, hopefully I'm not one of your favorite people.
No, do not hang yourself, Ryan.
I'm sorry, my name is Epstein.
Well, you...
Wasn't I supposed to say that? Epstein didn't kill himself.
He didn't kill himself.
I had to throw that in there.
Yes, yes. Well, hey, that works out pretty good. One more time, how they find you?
WeaverCountry.com is my website, but if you want to get on my Facebook page, Ryan Weaver Country, I do my own social media, Ryan Weaver Country on Instagram as well. Check it out. Search Ryan Weaver and put country on it. I'll be on the private top 10 searches on your own Google as well.
Thank you for stopping by, and good luck with this project. Stay in touch with me.
Right on. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Bill Martinez was praising me for my delivery earlier today because he just thinks it sounds so cool. That's before I wore it out. Excuse me. Coming to you live from the Florida SHOT Show 2020. Sitting down right now with a couple of ladies. I'm sitting down with Crystal and Heidi. Good evening.
Howdy.
Hello there.
It'll pick you out. You don't have to lean into it, right?
All right.
Yeah, I hear you just as good that way. I don't want you guys to, like, you know, bang something or anything.
All right.
Because these don't give when you run into them. Okay. But I don't know from experience. Anyway, tell me about what you do.
All right. What we do is we design and engineer custom enhanced mobility solutions for veterans and first responders that have been injured in the line of duty. These are not your general issue mass-produced wheelchairs. These are fit specifically to that recipient's injuries, their needs, their desires, their wishes, and their lifestyle.
One of the things that a lot of people don't understand or don't realize, or maybe they do, is that these, we're here for a reason. We exist because they can't get what they need from the VA.
Right. That, and see, that's the thing. I've been seeing this a lot, especially this SHOT Show. Seems like there's a lot of veteran outreach going on now. Were you two ladies, by chance, associated with the military in any way?
I was an Army officer.
Okay, so is part of your motivation to do this the realization that the people that you served with? And I was in the military. I was in the military back in the 80s. I was a Cold Warrior, right?
Yeah.
I take nothing from the VA. I have not taken a single veteran's benefit.
Truth. Same here.
And simply because they lied. They lied when you go there and you try to, hi there, I'm Bill Frady, and I tried to get, I gave you 7 years to get me killed and you didn't take me up on it. I'd like to go see a dentist, please. No. We don't cover that.
Right.
Well, how about my glasses? I'm going blind. I'd like to be able to see. No. We don't cover that. Mm-hmm. Well, how about my medical? Well, come and show us your tax paperwork and we'll think about it. So I just quit. I quit thinking about it. And it has fallen to people like you to find the niches where there's something lacking, and you guys are picking it up. So, first of all, well done. What started this?
Well, I am an entrepreneur by spirit, and Heidi is a hard-working woman, and I am a hard-working woman. And we had found that people wanted us to volunteer for their organizations, which we were doing. But what we found out by doing this is that they weren't spending their dollars in the right place.
Right.
So we were just kind of complaining to each other one day, and then we just decided, you know what, we're going to start our own organization, we're going to do it the right way, and we're going to fill a need that's out there, and that is wheelchairs for warriors. And listen, I have more than one pair of shoes. Raise your hand if you have more than one pair of shoes. You know? Raise your hand if you have more than one pair of running shoes, more than one pair of desert boots, more than, you know what I mean? And these guys, one wheelchair doesn't fit every need.
No. It's not a one-size-fits-all thing.
It's not. Sometimes.
Especially with injured people.
Yeah. And what Heidi and I discovered, that what we might actually be doing is saving that 22 a day number from growing.
Right.
Because we're getting them out and back into their lifestyle. They were in a mission. Heidi pointed this out so many times. Look, we've taken alpha males from a mission and put them in a wheelchair in front of a television. And Heidi can talk to this being separated from their loved ones.
So one of the things that that to bear in mind is that when we found this need, you have to set aside your assumptions that the VA is taking care of our veterans in the way that they deserve.
I have none.
Okay, thank you. And many in your audience probably don't as
hopefully,
well.
Hopefully, I hope it's not causing any duress, but please.
Right, but once you are able to set that aside and you see the need and then you try and think of ways to address the need, what you find is that we're the very last resort for these guys. They have been wrangling and wrestling with the VA for months, sometimes years. By the time they come to us to get a wheelchair, they are in dire straits. So remember that when you're thinking of our perspective is usually these guys were their last stop. And sometimes what we encounter with these guys is if we go to them, if we wait for them to come to us, it might not happen because they're going to make it work. They're going to figure out a way to deal with and get work with what the government has issued.
Right, right.
That government issue, they'll make it work. We also have found that many of these guys want us to take care of someone else first. Someone that they believe might need.
Well, yeah, the buddy thing. Yeah.
Right. That someone else needs this more than I do. Why don't you go ahead and take care of them?
And we've looked at them and said, no, we're pretty sure you're the one that needs it.
We're pretty sure that's you.
That's you.
When you're talking about coming in dire straits, are you talking about mentally? They're getting ground down?
And yes, indeed, and physically.
And yeah. Physically.
Like they're getting follow-on physical issues because of having to deal with subpar equipment. You can speak about some of the issues they have with trying to sling around extra heavy chairs.
Well, one of the things that we have learned is that if you're a paraplegic and you can use both of your arms, but you're using both of your arms 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to slip around this heavy wheelchair and to roll a heavy wheelchair, your shoulders are going to give out. Then what? Then you just get tired. Then you just say, forget about it. I'm not going anywhere. You know. So we build them titanium 14-pound wheelchairs that are run on a smart drive system that's ran by a Bluetooth watch that they wear, for the love of Christ. Come on now. This is what our veterans deserve.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, I was 23 when I joined. I have always looked at the military as a volunteer force that gives their youth to the country voluntarily. They do it because there's some motivation behind it, maybe school, maybe it's something else. But then when they actually get permanent party and they discover their buddy, then they're doing it for their buddy. And we give the youth, our youth, to the country. We give it to the Constitution. And then we wake up and we're getting out. It's just separating from service and finding out what it's really going to be like from your former employer, the military, is very... I wouldn't call it demoralizing. It made me really angry. I started wanting to look for my recruiter. Probably good I couldn't find him.
Probably. And you know what? Every single one of our recipients would do it again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With the same outcome.
Except if I go back again, if I went back in knowing what I know now, I'd be like, listen, just save the rest of the benefit talk. Okay, pal, I already know what we're going on that. I'm still here. Just let me throw my hand in the air twice and give me my new uniform. I don't need the haircut.
Well, Bill, we are so grateful that you are exposing us to your audience.
Sure.
We know that you've probably got a lot of veterans in your audience as well as veteran supporters. We would love for them to come and check us out. They can find us online at wheelchairsforwarriors.com. They can get involved. We have a special hashtag that we ask people to hashtag join the mission.
Okay.
And our mission is to find these guys, address the needs that they have right now, and fulfill the wants that they have for their future. And that includes not just them, but their wives as well, and their family.
Right.
And that's all part and parcel of the lifestyle that Crystal was talking about before.
Yeah. And you can join the mission many different ways. We have a Facebook page, an Instagram page, a Snapchat, WeChat, UChat, LinkedIn, LinkedIn. We're on everything.
You got all that stuff, huh?
We got it all. We're on Twitter, Tweeter.
You can't miss us.
We can't, you just really...
Does social media give you guys any guff? They leave you alone?
They leave us alone.
Yeah.
They're good.
They do really well there. People host fun.
They need to leave you alone. They need to leave you alone. I'm curious.
Oh, sorry.
Were you airborne?
Yes, I was, actually. By the U.S.
Well, because I served under an airborne Lieutenant West Pointer, female.
Really?
I would have followed her anywhere. She was she was fearless, and she was sometimes she would scare me. I did one thing one time where I took a group somewhere, and they got out there and started banging metal on metal, and they tripped the ambush, and she came up to me. She was only like that tall. She came up to me, and I was, you know, at the height of my powers, like, "Hi, Lieutenant." And she said, "What was going on?" She snatched my cluster fair out of my back. And I had it in my back strap, and she fired it at the female lieutenants that were down there that had their Kevlars off and were checking their hair.
Uh-huh.
She was very, very angry.
Yeah.
First Lieutenant Christina Glover. I'll remember her forever.
Outstanding.
Yep. All right, one more time before we run out of time, how can they find you and how can they join the mission?
Wheelchairsforwarriors.com, and we have a fundraiser coming up on February the 10th, and if you're in the Houston, Texas area, you can go online and go to our events page, and you can sponsor a table, sponsor a veteran, buy a ticket, do whatever you like, and you can find us on Instagram and
all that stuff. EIEIO. You guys are just out there. I dig it. I like it.
And now more so, thanks to you.
Well, that it is my pleasure and my honor to. The last thing my first sergeant, my last first sergeant, he said, "Don't forget us," when I left.
Right.
So I don't. Thank you for joining us this evening, ladies. Just did that. I actually meant that, though. That was not supposed to be creepy or anything. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.